From the scriptures today, I invite you to listen and pray. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Randy. We thank you for the worship that we have had so far. Bless him and guide him and be with all of us during this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Velma. Thank you, Steve and Trish, for leading us in worship as well. Come to me, Jesus says. All of you, all of us, who maybe this morning are a little weary, maybe this morning have some burdens. And Jesus says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Words this morning from the Gospel of Matthew that bring space to name the full range of human emotions that all of us carry this morning. Space to acknowledge a God that is okay with all of those emotions. Because indeed, God in Jesus himself at times was weary and burdened and needed rest as well. How comforting is that this morning, that our God in Jesus knows what it's like to be weary and burdened. This is a time in our life, if you're a visitor here, where we have been processing some difficult decisions about our affiliation in conference and denomination. And so if you're a visitor this morning, we welcome you into this space, even though you don't know all of the history of what's been going on. But we welcome you to be a part of this service this morning. And if you're a member that's been here for 50 years or 20 years or 2 months, we welcome you here. Because this is a passage this morning that brings space of healing for whatever the experience is maybe in your life right now. For our congregation, it's been the experience of a year-long process of talking together, of sharing our fears and our hopes, of praying with one another, of disagreeing with one another, and yet loving one another. But maybe the experience that you bring this morning is just feeling like there's loneliness in your life, like you just want friendship. Or maybe the experience is one of not sure how you're going to pay the electric bill this month because you also have a medical bill that's creeping and you know it's demanding money as well. Or maybe the experience this morning is insecurity in your job because it's so easy to always think I'm not doing a good enough job. That's shame, and that's something that all of us feel. And so whatever the experience is this morning, there is a space here in the Gospel of Matthew to name it and to remember again the story of God's everlasting salvation, a story where we can bring our weary and burdened experiences and find rest. And in the context here, it's the experience of people really on the margins who have been taken advantage by the Roman imperial system or have been taken advantage by the Pharisees and Sadducees because they didn't live to the letter of the law, or the experience of women who are marginalized, or the experience of slaves. Jesus is saying to those people, weary and burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. And it's the same word for us this morning. This morning is an invitation to presence. And we're going to be having extra scripture and extra songs and a reflection on art from Velma to help us come into that safe space to name our burdens and to find rest in God's presence. An invitation to presence. This week I was given a devotional to read. Send it over text. Just check this out. All right. And it was a beautiful devotional. And it started off by naming, when we think of Jesus ascending into heaven, the ascension, it's so easy then to think of Jesus being so far off because Jesus goes up into the heavens. And we're left wondering, where is Jesus at in our experiences right here, right now on this earth, in my life? And yet the mystery of the gospel is that just as Jesus ascends into heaven, the Holy Spirit at the very same time is coming down and present with us at the same time. And the encouragement from that devotional was to be aware of the presence of God in the ordinary things of life. To be aware of the presence of God in the ordinary people that we interact with each day, in the ordinary job that we go to, in the ordinary volunteer experience, in the ordinary rhythms and routines of making dinner and going to sleep and tucking the kids into bed. To be aware of the presence of God in those ordinary experiences. And then I was thinking about some of those experiences this past week. The experience of being involved in a little bike accident with a member here at the church. And in the midst of that accident, being aware of God's presence with both of us. The experience of going to a pastor's day at Lancaster Mennonite School and being aware of God's presence in learning Chinese with Ava. That was incredible. Ava's very smart to learn Chinese. The experience of God's presence in looking at an environmental science class and a study of the deer population at a national park in Neil's environmental science class with Sissy. And how when we the stimulation of intellect in our brains and being able to learn, God was present there in that room. The experience of playing a rousing kickball game with sixth graders with London. And I hit a home run. And seeing the joy in those kids' faces as they got to play with one another, girls and boys, all of them together, literally the whole class was playing this kickball game together. It was beautiful. God was present there in the ordinary experience of a kickball game in the parking lot of Lancaster Mennonite. God is present with us right now, and God is present in the very difficult experience at the same time of knowing that the decision that we go through right now is there's no winners. There's no winners when we know that we love one another and we don't agree, and yet we work together. And so even for the folks that are feeling a lot of grief this morning and feeling like they lost or they're hurting for thinking about the future, God is present in that. And for those who feel like this was definitely the best decision for them when they think about conference affiliation and a feeling of relief in that, God is present there with you as well. We have an invitation to presence this morning to bring whatever we carried this week into the everlasting love and grace and mercy of God in Jesus. As we continue in singing, in experiencing God through art, and then through a prayer time, I just invite us to continue to remember the words of Jesus. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.